From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mary McIntyre. Governor Jay Nixon says he's ready and willing to appoint a new member of the Missouri Supreme Court. But as Jason Rosenbaum explains, it's unclear whether there's enough time in his term to make the decision.
Nixon has roughly a month left in office, and it's unclear whether that's enough time to appoint a replacement for Richard Teitelman, a Missouri Supreme Court judge who died last month. Supreme Court Chief Justice Patricia Breckinridge would have to start the process quickly to send three nominees to Nixon. And if that happens, Nixon says he's ready to appoint.
I have never in my 8 years called a commissioner and asked him to put somebody on a panel. And in this situation, that's up to the courts. I do think that with an opening, you could get it done and there's enough time to, but that's their choice, not mine.
The last two Missouri Supreme Court vacancies took several months to fill. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The City of Columbia sent out its annual citizen satisfaction survey last week to address concerns regarding services the city provides. One of the issues mentioned in the survey is the condition of city streets. Tony Messina, a spokesperson for the city's civics office, says this is an ongoing issue.
In the past few years, City Council has made a conscious effort to put additional dollars into street repairs.
Other issues on the survey include public safety, the city's economic well-being, and whether the city is family-friendly. Results may have an impact on decisions of budget allocation in the future. The Missouri Supreme Court has struck down a law that denies bail to criminal defendants who cannot prove they are legally present in the U.S. The unanimous decision yesterday comes in the case of a man who was charged with a felony for possessing a forged Social Security card. Faustino Lopez Matias has been in jail since September 3rd. He was denied bail by a state judge who cited a Missouri law prohibiting bail for defendants believed to be in the U.S. without legal permission. The court said the law violates the state constitution, which says people have the right to be released on bail pending a trial unless they face capital charges or possess a danger to others. The court ordered the judge to reconsider granting bail. I'm Mary McIntyre, KBIA News, Columbia.